10, 9, 8, 7.
Welcome to the Brandon Fogel Show. Every moment is an electrifying event. This is not just a podcast, it's a revolution of thought, unfiltered, real, and raw. The Brandon Fogel Show, where excellence meets evolution.
2, 1. This is the Brandon Fogel Show.
What's up, everyone? This is the Brandon Fogel Show. Thank you for dropping in. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you never miss an episode. And let's just dive right into it. Today, we are going to be talking about whatever the heck we want to talk about. I'm going to keep it light today. Today, we're going to start off with some sports. I hope you all love sports. If you are a big sports fanatic like me, then we're going to get along just fine, you know? So, who is your team? Everyone's got a team. If you're anybody who's anybody, you got a team. I know you got a team, you know? A lot of time it depends your geography, where you are placed at in this country, this beautiful country, the United States of America. Wherever you're placed, that is usually like the deciding factor of who you root for, because you want to hold down to your roots. Personally, I am a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs, baby. Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl champs. Woo! So, if you saw yesterday's episode, you might have noticed something. My voice kind of changed. It kind of broke mid-sentence yesterday. I found out the reason after the video was recorded, and that is the reason I have my headphones on today. I meant to push this button, and I pushed something that made my voice just change. So if you did not see that, you might go back and check it out. So, but fair warning, it might cause you to question me in my decision making. So I don't know. The sports world, you know, I used to be more of a sports junkie than I am. Of late, I have got more into just like daily news and everything like that. But I used to be just sports all the days. I mean, I remember going to college and nothing warmed my heart more than seeing ESPN on the screen. You know, that is what kind of that gave me so much joy. And I don't know about you, like just maybe having it in the background, you know, just hearing it in the background, just that that might have been the soundtrack. I don't know, we'll find that soundtrack. But it was, you know, it just like Sports Center and all that, it lit me up, you know. It made me it bring a smile to my face. But of late, I have got more into politics, news, listening, kind of what is happening on the scene. You know, who is calling the shots at the top level, and like all the chaos that is happening on up there. And so I have become more of a political junkie of late. So I don't know about you. Who is your team? My team is actually, I got the Kansas City Chiefs and Kansas City Royals, baby. Kansas City Chiefs, Kansas City Royals. And Chiefs, Super Bowl champions, 2 years in a row. They're going for that three-peat. And the Royals, they're not looking too bad now. They're looking pretty good, actually. They're killing it, man. And let's just see where this season goes. The MLB season, it tells you, it really proves who that team, who the last team standing is going to be. It's not like, you know, in the NFL, people can have a little stretch and get kind of lucky, and there is a lot more ability just with the salary cap and everything, the model they've set up that makes it more kind of interesting in that aspect. But MLB is such a long stretch that it shows you who definitely that best team is, because they got to prove it for the long haul, you know? There's just so many things I want to talk about, so many things I want to get into. Today's episode, I just wanted to lightly touch on sports, give you a little bit of what's happening.
That's how it is.
Because right now, the Royals, Kansas City Royals, are 12-6. That is awesome. So something that, like, I don't know if anyone's ever seen that. What is that one movie, you know, with Jonah Hill and Brad Pitt? Is it Moneyball. So yeah, that movie, and that like talks about how that team, the Oakland A's, like they went on that winning streak and they had the longest winning streak. I did not realize that it's that hard to have that long of a winning streak in baseball. I guess that doesn't make sense to me, why it's that hard to have that long of a winning streak. If you're the best team, why hasn't the best team went on a longer winning streak? You know, I mean, I guess I
maybe, I don't know. That kind of blew my mind whenever I saw that is what it is, but that's just baseball, you know? I didn't play baseball that much. I played it a little bit pretty much up until my freshman year of high school, and then I kind of just fell off and did more football than baseball, you know? Baseball, it is skill, man. You got to have skills. That's what I've always noticed, and you know, this is my opinion. The most skilled sports out there are, I would say, for me personally, I believe the number one skilled sport is, I would say, baseball and then golf. Those two sports, I mean, I think they take the most skill to be able to play. Those two, you know, and I think I do them interchangeably, which one more. So football definitely takes skill and everything, but like if you can just run in football, you can be awesome at it. I'm just talking about straight skills, you know, and being able to do that. The hardest thing in sports is to hit a 90 mile per hour fastball, you know, or a curveball and all that stuff they throw at you. I don't appreciate it as much as it should be appreciated, and what they actually do, it's pretty amazing. I guess that's why they get paid so much, you know, so that makes sense. Well, I guess they get paid so much because they bring eyes to the stadium. They get people in those seats that want to come see that, you know. The baseball salaries are insane. They are insane. More so than probably any of the other salaries out there. Football and basketball, I mean, some people just have natural abilities. They can just go out and just run fast. They can jump high and they can do all that kind of stuff. And you can kind of work on your hands and how you catch something and throw something, everything like that. But baseball, man, like there's just so many maneuvers that you got to be able to, you know, instantly be able to adjust. And just, I think it just takes an insane amount of skill. And it's like lights are on you. Camera is on you. You know, I guess in high school, the camera's not on you as much. It can be sometimes, you know, sometimes there is an actual camera recording everything like that. But man, it's like, it's that insane, intense pressure that when like that ball gets hit to you, everybody's watching you specifically. It's not kind of like in basketball and football where you can blend in and you can kind of just run with the crowd. And those other sports, it's like in baseball and especially in golf. Golf, it's like you are literally on an island. You are by yourself. You are really representing nobody else but yourself. You might have a team and a caddy and all that kind of stuff. But baseball and golf, they are things that it's just like, you either got to put up or shut up. You know what I mean? So it is still early on in the Royals season. It is still early on in the Royals season, but we're going to see where this heads. We're going to see where they take us, you know? Are they going to take us to the promised land? We'll see, you know? 1985 and 2015, you know? That was when I was born. That was also when I turned 30. But it is also when the Royals won the World Series, baby. They won the World Series, you know, two times in my lifetime. Two times, you know. I was there. I came into this world, and they won. You know, they won, and then they won about 30 years later. Maybe we're ready to go for another World Series run. We'll see if the Kansas City Royals can put up or shut up. If they keep doing what they're doing, if they keep getting after it and just killing it, you know, it's going to be fun to watch. They're going to take it to the limit. Push it to the limit. Push it to the limit. All right. So I hope you all are doing amazing. I hope you have an enlightening experience today. I hope everything in your world is going amazing. Go into this world with positivity. Cast out every negative. So if you bring negativity to your mindset and that's what you go into this world with, and that's what you start with, that's what you're going to see. That's all you're going to see. Let positivity flow through your mindset, you know? Only positive vibes. Be a person that is positive and doing good to others, you know? And that's what I'm going to strive to do as well. So let's take that light and let's just share it to the world. You know, let's make a difference, that make an impact for others for good, you know, and just be an example to others. And let's spur each other on and let's get after it. Whatever you're doing, just get after it and kill it. Hope you have an amazing day. I hope everything goes extremely exquisite in your life. So, peace.